Welcome back to the Put Yourself First podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about our next home. How I am manifesting, how I am working towards attracting, manifesting, receiving our next home. We bought our first home. I live and bought my first home with my then boyfriend, now fiance, 5 years ago now. So July 2019. And we love this little home, but we outgrew it very quickly, like most people do. And from 2021, we were ready to, you know, we wanted a bigger home. So this is a story of, you know, divine timing, trusting in the timing of things, trusting in the process of things. But I wanted to speak specifically today to exactly what I am doing and what I have already been doing to make sure that I am fully available and doing everything in my knowledge, in my manifesting powers, right, to receive this next home in a way that unfolds perfectly. You know, I'm not willing to compromise. I'm not available for compromising or for suffering or for sacrificing or for it to be this, you know, trudging through the mud, like, ugh, experience. Because I know that I get to set a standard for myself and I get to see any opportunity, anything that comes up on that process, during this process, as an invitation to go deeper in my own healing and deeper into my own work and to become the version of me who is a natural match for living in that home. And I get to do that every step of the way in this journey. And so this, what I'm sharing, I feel like, you know, maybe you're manifesting your next home or property purchase or job or a certain amount of money or a certain like revenue or accolade in your business, whatever it might be. This applies to so many different things, but this is like for reals what I am doing. You know, I'm not holding anything back. I'm not gatekeeping any information here. I'm giving you the real friggin' tea. The first thing that I did and continue to do to manifest our next home is getting really clear on the details. And I'm going to use I and we interchangeably probably because many of these things I'm doing with my partner, obviously, because he is involved in this process. But I'm also probably going to end up saying I do this, I'm doing this. We are doing it as a team together just to make that clear. And you can absolutely, especially with something like a house where presumably your partner is equally as like motivated and excited to achieve that milestone together, you can use this as an opportunity to let them in, let them see through a window, like into the manifesting work that you do. I get asked a hell of a lot, like, you know, is Adam spiritual? Do you talk about your spirituality, manifestation with your boyfriend? My partner thinks it's weird. My girlfriend, you know, rolls her eyes when I talk about it. So this kind of thing is such a great opportunity to not preach, not shove down people's throats, would never do that, but just to show them a window into it. So something that I get really excited about is having fun, like enjoying piecing together the details. So we had a lot of fun very early on in this whole process, like before we were even really ready to start seriously thinking about, you know, selling our house, buying our next house. We had a lot of fun writing down our non-negotiables. So getting clear on the details. So I, you know, some of mine include I really, really want, and Adam's definitely in agreement with this, really want an open plan living situation. And we've seen somewhere I'm happy for it to look not exactly how I want it to, but there needs to be a certain setup so that it feels like we can move in and I already feel like instantly expanded in that space because it's brighter, because it's more spacious. If anyone listening lives in a terrace, you will get that your home is, you know, my home is so cozy and I love it, but it can feel suffocating sometimes because there's simply, let's face it, like there's not enough physical room, physical space to put in like massive windows or to do anything specific like that. So I'm open to, like, you know, getting a new kitchen put in or whatever, right? You know, rejigging the layout of things. But I'm looking for a house that already has an open plan set up. And that's one thing on my non-negotiables list. You know, have fun, like, making your own. Have fun adding in your own things. And this is so powerful for a few reasons. The first is anything manifestation, clarity creates more confidence, it creates more direction, it creates more, it's like, imagine if you said to the universe, I want a man, right? Let's say you're dating and you're a woman and you're into guys and you're like, I want a man, I want a man, send me a man. That is so non-specific that, like, that could be anyone, right? And you wouldn't have that level of, I really hope you wouldn't have that level of, like, whoever, wherever. You know, you've got standards. You're a woman who, like, commands high standards in your life. You want, you know, you want to receive something or someone that fits the bill. Like, this is such a powerful energetic move to just get clear on what you want and be bold, be unapologetic about it, and dream big. Like, think big, you know, don't think small, don't think, oh well, I guess I would like that, but I don't know, like, you know, that's not you being ungrateful. That's not you closing yourself off. That's just you being the co-creator of your own life and being really specific and saying, this is what I want. And we hear these stories again and again. Someone put something on their vision board. I'm thinking of one of my friends, like, wrote a list of things that she wanted in a partnership, in her future husband. And she literally met him and it's like, she was like, almost every single thing on the list. We hear these stories all the time and there's no coincidence that that happens when you are clear on what you want. So we've really had fun doing that. And it also means that it clears the way for my, like, desire to nudge, to, like, pull me towards something. And a lot of this process as well with manifesting something outside of yourself, so like dating or a home or even like booking, you know, where you're gonna book your hotel when you go on that trip, or looking for an office space for your business. A lot of these things are like, you've got to feel that yes, you've got to feel that full, like, fuck yes, like, oh my god, like, salivating at the thought of it. And so having that, getting that excitement, getting those juices flowing before you're even in a position to be putting that deposit down or whatever it is, right, that it's like instantly getting the cogs turning, instantly getting your energy, your mindset, your emotions oriented towards your desire. which from a manifestation perspective is only ever going to be a good thing, because you are going to be magnetic to that thing. You are going to begin attracting in opportunities and different doors opening to allow you to move towards it when you get clear on what it is. The second thing, soon after we felt the nudge, we took the first step. Taking the first step is doing something that allows you to decide that it's happening. For us, it was booking an appointment with our mortgage advisor. It's a move, like a chess piece moving on a board. Once you've done it, again, it's like it sets in momentum that journey, that process. And so many women have huge, exciting, like life-changing things that they want to do, but they never even take the first step because they might have a story that it's going to be really difficult. They might have a story that it's not possible or that they can't do it. And when you make the first, when you take the first step and therefore decide that you want it and it's going to happen, you will surprise yourself at like what is possible. I know that when I recorded the episode, it was a life update episode last summer, we'd had our mortgage appointment that morning, and I was honestly ready to be disappointed. And that doesn't sound very manifestation coach of me, but I was, because I genuinely didn't have a clue whether from a practical sense it was going to make financial sense for us to move. I'm so glad we just took the leap. We are so clear, we're so excited, and there's a clear path in front of us. But if we'd waited, if we'd got scared and thought, oh, I don't know. It's like that saying, you don't ask, you don't get. And in manifestation, that is more true than anywhere. If you don't ask, you don't get. You are not going to move forward with this goal, whether it's manifesting your house, whether it's manifesting your dream partner, whether it's manifesting the business that you want. You are not going to gain any clarity or move forward with that goal if you do not make the first move. You've got to meet the universe halfway. And I believe that the universe rewards that decisiveness. I was already, for example, doing really well in my business up to that meeting. You know, I was already, the wheels were turning. There was a lot of amazing momentum by, you know, summertime. But what happened from that month onwards was even bigger. And it was even more. And I don't believe that those two things are a coincidence, because in deciding that that situation was happening, my house is out there, it's possible for me, and it's going to be happening next year, that flips a switch in your unconscious, in your nervous system, in your mindset, in your day-to-day like actions. You start moving differently, you start taking different actions from the place of that is happening. If you know that tomorrow, if you viewed a house that you wanted, you could put an offer in then and there. That makes you show up differently to your day than if you were in the dark thinking, telling yourself a story and thinking wrongly that it's not possible for you because I can't afford it or whatever, right? If you don't ask, you don't get. Ladies, I'm interrupting this podcast episode for you to let you know that the next round of Next Level You begins in May. So it's coming up in the next couple months. And this program is my signature group program to help you tap in to your intuition on the deepest level you ever have, connect with the universe, and take your mindset and manifestation skill set and repertoire to the next level so that you can become the woman you're here to be, you're truly here to be on this planet, in this life, and therefore you will be the woman who is living your dream life and attracting in those opportunities. So whatever you desire in 2024, whether that be that promotion, that pay rise, that partnership, you are getting out dating again, you want to see a certain figure in your bank account, in your savings, you want to book that dream trip, whatever you desire, this program is your one-stop shop to show you everything you need to know to make it happen, to manifest it, to create it within your life. And the beautiful part is you will not only receive my signature goal setting framework, you will not only receive access to my full manifestation process, but you will also go on this beautiful inward journey to transform yourself from the inside out and leave this 10 weeks feeling like a new woman, feeling like you have completely shifted your energy, your mood, your mindset. Imagine waking up in the morning and feeling so excited for your day because you're clear on the actions you're taking and you have this full toolkit to choose to feel amazing, to shift your energy in an instant, even on a busy, stressful day, because that's the kind of thing that you can expect and that our amazing Next Level You graduates achieve and receive within weeks of starting the program. You will feel the shifts. So DM me or email me today if you want to secure your space for the next round, because if you do and if you're interested, I have a very special invite for you, exclusive here, if you sign up before we launch, and I will send you all the info you need to know. We can answer any of your questions, you can figure out whether it's the perfect fit for you, and we can confirm your place today so you are locked in and ready to go when we kick things off. I'll see you there. The third thing is to prepare and make space for the outcome. This is one of my favorite hacks for manifestation. When you create physical, energetic, emotional space in your life for the thing that you want, you will begin noticing more momentum, more growth, more change in that area than you had before. Energetically, there cannot be open space. Like, something has to occupy the space. There has to be energy flowing into a space. And so whether that be physical space in your home, whether that be physical space in your calendar, whatever that might be for you, putting the things in place that prepare and create space for that manifestation to come into your life. A few things that we did with that, and then I'll share another example from a client, non-house related. We got our finances in order. Like I said, we booked that appointment. We got our finances in order. I spoke to my accountant. I let my accountant know, like, I need my tax return for this date to do this. I started working with my accountant to take more money out of my business to show, obviously, for when we finalize the mortgage in principal, like, we need to show that salary. We started, you know, Adam recently made a spreadsheet of, like, jobs to do around the house before we put the house on the market. All these things, it's like I was saying, take that first step. All these things are like everything that is within our control that we are doing to meet the universe halfway. Not only does that make you feel really good, it's very hard for there to be space with something, to have like empty space. That often isn't the case for long. You know, space will be filled by something. And an example I have from a client recently, she was working through some energetic, like, burnout after just a really intense year in 2023. She is juggling a lot, both personally and professionally. She's running her business whilst working 9-to-5. She's an incredibly ambitious, hardworking woman. She has huge goals for this year, and she just needed fucking break before we really dived off the deep end with her 2024 goals. So we were working heavily over Christmas into the beginning of January on like deep rest, deep self-care. She even had to make some decisions to pause certain things or to delay certain decisions because she needed to create that space. She needed to rest, she needed to recalibrate. Not only is she now feeling great, you know, she's feeling her energy coming back, she's feeling more creative again, she's feeling fully like herself again. She is also manifesting these incredible opportunities out of nowhere for her business, that the kind of thing that she would have been like head over heels like excited to receive a couple of months earlier weren't actually happening a couple months earlier because she was so busy. She was juggling so much, she was burning out. Even if that new client came, or even if that invitation to host an incredible, you know, day retreat came up, she wouldn't have had the capacity for it. We have a lot of fun in this process, but also we take it seriously. Like, we treat it with the respect and the reverence that it deserves. Where do I need to clean up my side of the street? Be in a position where I can receive this. Do not skip number four either, because again, this can be challenging, and many people unfortunately won't manifest their goal because they skip number four, or they don't know how to do number four. I am clearing shit as soon as it comes up. I've spent over 10 years in personal and spiritual development. I've spent over 7 years as a coach. With every new level, have to calibrate to that new level, to that new energy, to more. Anything in your life that is increasing, that is expanding, that you are receiving more of, you have to be so nourishing to your nervous system, to your energy, to your unconscious mind, because that whole system is going to be saying, fuck, this is new, this is big, and therefore, illogically, without reason, this is dangerous, or this is risk, or this is whatever, right? This is uncertainty. New stories are going to pop up, maybe even old stories that you thought, I thought I was okay with this, but now it's coming up. And the key thing is here is to know how to do that, or to be guided through that process by a coach like me. If you don't clear that shit as it comes up, the limiting belief, the story, the fears, that oh my god, what if, you could self-sabotage. You don't want to get 50%, 60%, 70% on that journey towards this amazing goal that you have, and then for the unconscious blocks that are coming up to be the roadblock that's going to stop you getting to that, you know, getting your key in that door, or getting that money in your account, or that ring on your finger, or that job title in your LinkedIn profile, whatever it is. You don't want those old stories popping up to be the thing that stops you. It's inevitable. And like I said, you know, it's inevitable for me. It's inevitable for everyone listening. Something new to a very primal part of your brain, a part of your body, is unsafe. And that doesn't mean that it's going wrong. That doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. That doesn't mean you should pull out or stop. It just means you're a human. You've got to either be very skilled in knowing how to do that for yourself, or be guided by someone. Something that I'm really conscious of at the moment is really nourishing and supporting myself on a mind, body and soul level to remind myself that I am that fucking bitch. Like, I am that woman who is living in that house, who is sat or stood at that kitchen island, having my morning coffee, and, you know, is living that life. I already am that woman. And I can say that with confidence because I've done the necessary work. I've done the healing work. I've done the deeper identity work on myself, on my beliefs, on my self-image, on my self-worth, on who I see myself to be, who I know myself to be. You know, there's going to be fear. There's going to be a very small, old part of me that is going to be like, oh my God, am I allowed this or can I have this? And it's so primal, it's so unconscious, it's so small for me, you know, it's so small for me now. But it's all, you know, it's going to be there, it's going to crop up, and that's okay. And I am healing and clearing that shit, processing it, done, moving on. Because I am not available for a bullshit story that I didn't even decide to believe because it was probably from generations ago or society or whatever else, right? I am not available for that to stand to be the thing that I place in my own way to having my dream home. And that's why I will always be my own number one advocate for healing, for growth, for nervous system regulation, for deep unconscious mindset rewiring and processing. And like I said, I'm in a place where I can do that for myself now. But if you've not done that with a practitioner before, then I highly recommend, especially if you're in a place where you're leveling up and things are growing, I highly recommend you either reach out for one-to-one coaching, or depending on what it is, you can also consider joining Next Level You, because there's also tons of healing modalities and tools within that that will really help. It's okay to be scared, but you can be scared and know that you're safe. And that is very different on the other side of this work. Step number 5, I am holding the vision of the most perfect outcome. And this is really close to my heart to speak about. There are so many ways that someone could shit all over your goal, whatever it is. There is always going to be a reason why someone wants to tell you that it's not going to happen, or that it's not the right time, or that it's not going to be you, or that it's not possible for you, or that it's too risky, or that whatever else, right? There is always going to be a narrative that some people and someone chooses to believe. Someone chooses to believe that interest rates are way too high and there's no point in moving house. Some people choose to believe that in this economy, in this recession, I'm not going to be able to get a pay rise. Some people believe that all, you know, there's no good people out there anymore. People on dating apps are just out there for one thing and take advantage of you. Some people believe that no one, you know, businesses can't grow in 2024 because of the cost of living crisis. No one is going to buy what you have to offer. Whatever your goal is, someone out there believes that it's not possible, that it's not going to happen for XYZ reasons. But you don't have to believe that. You get to believe what feels true for you. To someone who says, you know, don't expect a pay rise in this economy because the recession and your company's not going to pay that out, why the fuck not? Why can't you be the person to get a pay rise? Why can't you be the person to meet your wife or your husband on an app? Why can't you be the person to buy your first home this year? Why not? Why not you? Because if everyone is out here just guessing, and the reality is that someone's belief is just that, it's their worldview, it's how they see things, it's what they believe to be true. And that's, you know, we respect that, we honour that, but you also don't have to take that shit on. Something that I'm very conscious of in manifesting our dream home: protect yourself from negative stories, from projections. Protect yourself from the constant bombardment of information that could lead you to feeling stressed, to feeling fear, to feeling shitty, like low vibe energy. Holding the vision that it's gonna be okay, more than okay, that it's gonna be fucking amazing, that isn't you being ignorant. It's not you having your head in the sand, because like I said, we've done all those steps. You've got clear on what you want. You are taking action. You're exploring the options. You're putting up your side of the bargain. So you get to now enjoy flooding your mind, flooding your energy field with information, stories, content, media that affirms your manifestation happening, that affirms your dream life. And I'm gonna choose to flood my energy field, to feed my brain with the information that's gonna allow me to feel empowered, informed in a way that feels good, in a way that feels positive, in a way that feels right for me and our situation, and not some inflammatory headline that is designed to have people panicking and clicking out of clickbait. And so I would really recommend you choose that for yourself, whatever it is. And that could be media. It could be you're in your grind. You don't want to speak to that friend about your dating life because they always complain, and their energy is draining when you talk about dating with them. You're not going to cut them out. You're not never going to see them. But you're just going to avoid that topic, or you're going to set a boundary there. You're going to have you're going to steer the conversation away from that topic. And that goes for anything, anyone in your life. Whilst you are creating this vision, you get to protect your energy. I would love to hear how you are feeling at the end of this episode and what your number one takeaway is. So if you feel called to, grab your phone out of your pocket. Obviously, if you're driving, do this later when you can, when it's safe. But pull up the Instagram app, DM me on Instagram, and let me know what your biggest takeaway from this episode is. I love chatting with you about the podcast episodes. I am so excited to take you on this journey. I'm sure I will be updating you in my life update episodes that will be coming out monthly from probably like February onwards, and March onwards, I should say. And of course, keep up to date with everything on Instagram. That's generally the place where I'm most personal and share most personal updates first. The next round of Next Level You is coming up in May. And so if you this year are manifesting big things and you've heard the steps that I've shared today and you're like, I need more guidance on this, I know that I'm not in a place where I believe in myself, or I know that I have shit to clear on this goal, or I know that I am procrastinating on taking action, I know that I want that momentum to move forward, then Next Level You could be incredible for you. There's tons of healing tools in there as well. There's group calls where we do healing stuff, and there's also a huge toolkit that you are receiving as we go through the program. If you want more bespoke and private support, particularly with step number four, like I was saying, with clearing stuff that's coming up, with really healing and regulating your nervous system on a deep and lasting level, then one-to-one coaching is where it's at and is going to be perfect for you. So always open to have a chat if you're wondering which is right for you. Maybe you're leaning to one more than the other, but you have a question about the other, just to make sure. Always just DM me, email in, reach out and ask your questions, get your questions answered. And like I was saying, if you do want to lock in your place for Next Level You, reach out, because there's a really juicy invitation with a bonus and a nice discount, a generous discount, if you decide to dive in. Take care, loves, and I will see you in my next episode. Happy manifesting, whatever you are manifesting.